From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Today, MU Professor Emeritus Dr. George Smith is in Stockholm, Sweden with his wife and some guests to kickstart celebrations for Nobel Prize Week. KBIA's Meg Cunningham has more.
I'm at the Nobel Museum in Stockholm, where Dr. Smith and the other laureates are donating artifacts to the museum today. Smith is the co-winner of the prize in chemistry for his development of bacteriophage display. Dr. Smith will accept the prize from King Carl Gustav XVI of Sweden in the Stockholm Concert Hall in the ceremonies on December 10th. In the meantime, the week is full of press conferences and the prestigious Nobel Lecture, where Smith will have 25 minutes to discuss his research. Smith brought along some of his postdoctoral fellows, who he says are like family, as well as some family members, for a total entourage of 16. Smith attended the ceremonies as a guest in 2001, where he spoke at a chemistry conference that was also taking place, so this is not his first time participating in Nobel festivities. Reporting from Stockholm, I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News.
Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway says cuts to in-home care for seniors and people with disabilities didn't end up saving as much money as expected. Galloway released a report Wednesday that found ramping up eligibility requirements for aid saved about $11 million last fiscal year compared to the year prior. Savings were estimated at $43 million. Galloway's review found that many still qualified for care, despite more stringent eligibility requirements aimed at cutting people from the program. The long, futile effort seeking a statewide prescription drug monitoring program in Missouri now has a prominent advocate, Governor Mike Parson. The Republican governor met Wednesday with St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson, doctors, and other health leaders to discuss ways to combat the lingering opioid epidemic. Parson made it clear at a news conference that high on his priority list is ending Missouri's status as the only state without a prescription drug monitoring program. Parson says he hopes to have a bill on his desk by the end of next year's legislative session. Prescription drug monitoring programs allow doctors and pharmacists to track a patient's prescription history. The goal is to prevent doctor shopping, where opioid abusers go from doctor to doctor to get new drugs to feed their addictions. One of the top-ranking Republicans has resigned early from the Missouri House to start a new job in the judicial system. The House on Wednesday released a resignation letter from Assistant Majority Leader Kevin Austin, who stepped down Monday. The Springfield attorney wrote that he'll be working as the Greene County Drug Court Commissioner, and so he could not continue as House member. Austin's legislative term has been scheduled to end in January. He chose not to seek re-election this year. His resignation means 12 of the 163 House seats are now vacant, an unusually high number. But the impact is minimal because the legislature isn't scheduled to meet again until the newly elected members are sworn into office in January. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.